Fact check, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris attack Wall Street while Wall Street funds campaigns. By John Binder on June 27, 2019. During the second debate for the 2020 Democrat presidential primary candidates, former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, attacked economic elites and Wall Street, despite both of their campaigns being funded by Wall Street. Biden claimed that President Donald Trump believes that Wall Street built America, saying, "Ordinary middle-class Americans built America." Likewise, Harris said the economic rules have been written for the people who have the most, claiming, "This economy is not working for working people." As Breitbart News has chronicled, Biden has long been the choice of many Wall Street executives and the financial industry, recently flattering a group of Wall Street executives during a fundraiser in New York City, New York. Breitbart News's Charlie Spiering reported. Biden attended a fundraiser of about 180 guests at the Manhattan home of Jim Chanos, the president and founder of a short-selling investment firm Kynikos Associates. Billionaire John Katsimatidis was spotted at the fundraiser as well as Robert Wolf, founder of 32 Advisors, and Michael Kempner, CEO of MWWPR were also spotted. Emphasis added. Other important moguls included Bruce Mosler, chairman of global brokerage at Cushman & Wakefield, Hal Fetner, CEO of Fetner Properties, and Kenneth Fisher, a co-managing partner at Fisher Brothers, according to CNBC. Emphasis added. Similarly, The New York Times reported how Wall Street executives and big money donors have been gravitating toward Harris and Biden. Interviews with two dozen top contributors, fundraisers and political advisors on Wall Street and beyond revealed that while many are still hedging their bets, those who care most about picking a winner are gravitating toward Mr. Biden and Ms. Harris, while donors are swooning over Mr. Buttigieg enough to open their wallets and bundling networks for him. These dynamics raise the prospect of growing financial advantages for some candidates and closed doors for others. Emphasis added. Aside from Wall Street, Harris has continued raking in thousands of dollars from the entertainment industry and Hollywood insiders. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.